Are you thankful for the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc.? Please consider making a special Thanksgiving gift. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. With 6 weeks left in 2017, we're approximately $97,000 short of expenses. Thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. On Fridays, we like to assemble four soundbites from previous week's Issues Etc. audio because we've been traveling, doing the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. It's been a while since we've done Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, but it's another Friday and an opportunity to play the game with you. We've got four soundbites assembled for you to listen to. One from Rebecca Curtis on Me Too and the Patriarchy. Another from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Object of Faith. A third from Kelly Schumacher on Church, Art, and Architecture in the World. And finally, soundbite number four from Dr. Leah Rast, Are Lutherans the Innovators? We're going to play them for you, and after you've heard them, we'd like to hear from you with your votes. You can vote by giving us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Rebecca Curtis talking about the Me Too trend and the patriarchy.
I've been really interested to follow the Me Too trend since the very large scandal broke out with rich and important people in Hollywood, you know, the people who really matter in this world. A lot of women took this as an occasion to speak up about their own experiences. These were the stories women were telling. I went out to dinner with this guy and he said all these inappropriate things and made me feel horrible and humiliated me, and I had no recourse, and I even went to human resources and we still had to work together. There was nothing I could do about it. And if I want to keep my job or advance, I have to put up with these things. And me too, this has happened to me. I want to tell all these women, this is what the patriarchy was trying to protect you from. They wanted to make sure something like that never happened to you. They wanted you never to be alone with a man who would hurt you in that way. We have to deal with the fact that the way we have changed the world has had consequences, and maybe it enables us to see a little bit why things used to be ordered in a different way. And mothers and fathers are the primary people who are able to see that. You look at your daughter and you think, I do not want that ever to happen to her. I don't want her ever to be the girl in that room, the girl at that table, the girl in that office who is stuck with a guy she can't get rid of because she's got to have this job, and she has to listen to the disgusting things he has to say to her every day. No mother wants that. No father wants that. That's why I think it's so sad that patriarchy has become a bad word. God is our Father. No one understands the importance of fathers better than Christians, we who have God as our Father, He who spared not His own Son for our sake so that we could be adopted into His family.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on Me Too and the Patriarchy. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Here he is talking about the object of faith.
Faith has everything to do with the object. Faith is trusting in something. You can have a lot of faith in the wrong thing, but you have a little faith in the right thing, and that's what matters. I think the picture for this is the two guys crossing a frozen river. Here, two guys come to a frozen river. One has great faith that the ice is going to hold him, so he just plows across on his snowmobile. The other guy is afraid. His faith in the ice is very, very weak, so he kind of shimmies across the river on his belly. Both make it to the other side, not because of the strength of their faith, but because of the thickness of the ice. Now, those same two guys come back to the river a couple of weeks later, and the ice is paper thin, and the one guy charges across it in the snowmobile, and he's in the water, drowning in the middle, and the other guy shimmies across and gets halfway through, and it breaks, and they both drown in the river. One had strong faith, the other had weak faith, but the problem was the ice was not thick enough to hold them up. So it's not the strength of the faith that matters. It's what the faith is in. When we go to pray, it's not like I'm mustering up some sort of strengthening of my own heart to really, really believe and really, really want the things that I'm asking for. No, that's not the picture at all. The strength of our faith is not some sort of quality in the heart. It's knowing what God has promised. It's a certainty in His word. So that praying in faith does not mean stoking up some sort of quality in our own hearts. It rather means reading the Lord's word and finding His promises and asking Him to keep His promises, knowing that God does not lie and that in His word He has spoken to us the truth about what He wants to give us and how He wants to serve us.
Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the object of faith. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It's Kelly Schumacher talking about church art and architecture in a darkened world.
When the dark gets darker, the light's going to get lighter. And as evil as this world is, Christ is going to shine brighter in us the more that we hold on to His word. And architecture, art, you know, even marriage today, I think even just being in a marriage where you are committed to one another for life, that may not seem like a big deal, but it's going to shine very brightly when the world has perverted what that is. And I feel like that it translates into our architecture is, instead of going with the times, just keep following God's word and using that as your model. And people are going to be drawn, not because it's what is similar, but it's what is different. In art, what draws people the most is not something that looks the same, but that contrast. So the more that we can contrast this world, the more that it's going to draw the people who need Christ, and the more it's going to push away the people that don't want anything to do with Him.
That is soundbite number three, Kelly Schumacher, Church, Art, and Architecture in a Darkened World, 1-877-623-6943. Here's the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Dr. Larry Rast, answering the question, are Lutherans the innovators?
The Roman Catholic Church has insisted that the proper distribution of the sacrament of the altar include only the host for the laity, and that the host and chalice were reserved for the priests. This is a documentable historic innovation that the Lutherans point out is at odds with the scripture itself. So here's this conservative Reformation argument coming forward once more. We Lutherans take the Lord at His word. When the Lord says, take and eat and take and drink, that means that a proper practice of the Lord's Supper involves both eating and drinking on the part of the recipients. And Jesus makes no distinction as He gives the bread to be eaten and the chalice to be drunk, that this is for all people, take and eat, take and drink. Whereas the Roman Catholics, after the 13th century, have limited the chalice to the priests, thus being able to specifically say, here is a date, 1215, Fourth Lateran Council, a date in which Roman Catholic theology and practice took a turn away from the scriptures, shows that they, in fact, are not Catholic. They are more Roman than they are Catholic. We Lutherans are the true Catholics because we are maintaining the church's historic doctrine and practice.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, are Lutherans the innovators? Those are the four soundbites. We've played them for you. Now it's your turn. During this break, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us where you are and why you're voting for the soundbite you vote for. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
So natural law is both outside of us and inside of us.
Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
God has written on the hearts of man His rules for right behavior. Man, in turn, can recognize these rules as he observes moral purposes in the design of the world around him. It is terribly crude to discuss it, but regarding homosexual activity, suffice it to say that nature itself teacheth the man that one of these things does not belong here.
You can listen to Aaron Wolf making the case for natural law on an audio DVD from both Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. We'll send it to you for a year-end tax-deductible gift of $300. Two conferences on one DVD. Learn more at issuesetc.org and click on the conference audio DVD logo.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Orphan Grain Train is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During November, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Orphan Grain Train. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Emily finally had to face the truth. Her church choir was a mess.
Katie Schuerman from her new audiobook, House of Living Stones.
Sure, they'd managed to turn out a few decent choral offerings for Sunday worship every now and then, but their confidence and morale were presently hanging lower than pants on a wrapper.
You can purchase and download an audio version of the novel House of Living Stones at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. House of Living Stones by Katie Schuerman.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 17th of November. Time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, Me Too and the Patriarchy? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the object of faith. Soundbite number three, Kelly Schumacher on church art and architecture in a darkened world. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Larry Rast, are Lutherans innovators? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Yes, I would like to vote for Soundbite of the Week, Kelly Schumacher, Church, Art, and Architecture in the World, because I think it's very important that Christians stand out as different from the world, and that's what she's talking about. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your vote as well. That's a vote for Soundbite number three, Kelly Schumacher. Here's another one. Patrick is voting for Soundbite number three. It speaks to how the church must embrace its increasingly distant relationship with the culture to preserve the gospel. We will attract more attention by being different. That includes our art in all its forms. Patrick, thank you very much for your vote. Darren listens in Alexandria, Virginia. Darren says, I almost reflexively voted for Pastor Wolfmiller's excellent analogy, demonstrating how people can rely too much on the strength of their faith. But my vote this week goes to Rebecca Curtis for a new insight. Today's trendy attacks on the patriarchy aren't just rebellion against men or fathers for some real or imagined failings, nor are they simply attempts to overthrow the social order on behalf of the individual autonomy. Rather, they are direct attacks on God himself, challenging his authority and his design of the universe. Well stated and insightful. Bravo, says Darren in Alexandria, Virginia. Darren, thanks for listening there. Kevin listens in Ohio. He's voting for soundbite number three, Kelly Schumacher, on church, art, and architecture in a darkened world, because Kelly reminds us that through art, architecture, marriage, etc., Christians shine the bright light of Christ in an ever-darkening world around us. Still plenty of time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Matthew listens in Chelsea, Michigan. He's voting for soundbite number 3, Kelly Schumacher's soundbite on architecture. It was a great interview, and I had this pegged for a soundbite while I was listening to the podcast and knew it would be up for a vote. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Michigan. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is not a big surprise. Most of what you'll find there will be just like what you found in the last edition of Luther's Small Catechism. In terms of the catechism itself, they haven't changed the text of the catechism one bit. What they have done is updated the explanations that follow after the catechism, especially to reflect the challenges that Christians face in an ever-darkening world. This is the Luther's Small Catechism 2017 edition with explanations from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. You can also browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Irene is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Irene.
Hello.
Which one are you voting for and why?
I vote for Kelly Schumacher.
And why is that, Irene?
Because I love her.
Thank you.
She's very wise spiritually.
Irene, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Let's see. According to your votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is, in fact, soundbite number 3, Kelly Schumacher, talking about church art and architecture in an ever-darkening world.
When the dark gets darker, the light's going to get lighter. And as evil as this world is, Christ is going to shine brighter in us the more that we hold on to his word. And architecture, art, you know, even marriage today, I think even just being in a marriage where you are committed to one another for life, that may not seem like a big deal, but it's going to shine very brightly when the world has perverted what that is. And I feel like that it translates into our architecture is, instead of going with the times, just keep following God's word and using that as your model. And people are going to be drawn, not because it's what is similar, but it's what is different. And art, what draws people the most is not something that looks the same, but that contrast. So the more that we can contrast this world, the more that it's going to draw the people who need Christ, and the more it's going to push away the people that don't want anything to do with him.
That's soundbite number 3, the winner, according to your votes, Kelly Schumacher on church art and architecture in a darkened world. The LPR bundle package goes to Irene and Kirkwood. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher about the final judgment in Matthew 25, described by the judge himself. We'll discuss the three estates, church, family, and government with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and we'll study the hymn, Wake, Awake, For Night Is Flying, with Pastor Peter Bender. What did the Christians who created the great works of church architecture and art in the past know that we have forgotten? They knew that everything they did, up to and including the churches that they built, were to confess Christ to the world. Let's start doing that again in everything the church does, including its art and its architecture. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you thankful for the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc.? Please consider making a special Thanksgiving gift. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. With 6 weeks left in 2017, we're approximately $97,000 short of expenses. Thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
40 years greatly blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.